To drink from the fountain of youth is to quench a thirst brought on by too many slices of one's own birthday cakes. Commentator Marion Roach has been taking big gulps of that refreshing liquid.
The expression my mother always used was, the idol of my youth. She said it whenever as kids I preached about Mick Jagger or my sister waxed on Jim Morrison. The idol of her youth was Bob Haggard, the great bass player. We went together to see him once at Carnegie Hall. As a rule, she was never late, but that night, as the lights dimmed inside, I stood on the street, fanning the tickets against my palm. And then all of a sudden, she came running around the corner, clutching her purse to her heart. "Where were you?" I asked, whisking her inside. "The stage door, like always," she said. "Where were you?" She was 53 years old at the time, and the Bobby Soxer was still her best personality. Passionate, rhythmic, and above all loyal, it was always a joyous person who spoke of the idol of her youth. Whenever she got this way, I thought she should grow up, act her age, and that idolizing her youth spoke to not wanting to be who she was at the moment, my mother, a wife, an educated woman in the suburbs. Of course it spoke to her not wanting to be only who I thought she should be, and I used to think that was a bad thing. Until my rock and roll rescue. Years after the night at Carnegie Hall, but only a few weeks ago, I was a middle-aged suburban woman hiding in the bathroom at a party I hadn't wanted to attend. I don't know just how long it had been since I'd listened to live rock and roll, but suddenly through the bathroom wall came just the hint of a riff, the slightest whiff that somewhere there was music, real music, playing. I knew that my neighbor was in a band, but to look at him, I figured it was swing or something. I used to sing in rock and roll bands, but thought no one would know to look at me now, married and mothering and tucked away behind a two-car garage. In the next room were two men jamming, unplugged. Something stronger than my bad attitude got me into that room. Something edging on idolatry of my youth made me ask, "Do you know Spider and the Fly?" The bald guitar player looked me up and down. "Sit down," he growled. The song is an early 60s Mick Jagger vocal about a machine operator who says she likes the way he held the microphone. Serenaded by a middle-aged man in a neighborhood den, its lyrics rolled away my stone. And apparently, I was not the only one. Later that evening, my husband sidled up to me at the buffet table. "Honey," he said, sliding his arm around me, "there's a man in the kitchen who you've made very happy." Apparently, after playing, the guitarist went to get a beer, where he was overheard saying to someone else, "Great party, huh? There is a chick with red hair in the other room who just asked me if I know how to play Spider and the Fly." A chick with red hair in the other room. There certainly was.
Marion Roach lives in Troy, New York.